Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Brain science and mental privacy. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. As the technology of brain imaging advances, some philosophers and civil libertarians are beginning to worry about a possible threat to privacy. Already, brain scans are becoming increasingly common tools in court cases where attorneys debate whether certain brain characteristics should excuse violent crimes. But what if brain scans could eventually detect specific thoughts? If scans could reveal criminal proclivities, how would that affect our judicial system, which until now is based on actions, not thoughts? Do we have a right to mental privacy? Paul Root Wolpe says our skulls should be protected territory. Wolpe is a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine and board member of the nonprofit Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics.
Throughout human history, if you wanted to get information from another human being, the only way you could do it was through their peripheral nervous system. Speech, expression, even blushing, sweating, galvanic skin response, there was nothing whatsoever we could get directly from the brain. Now, for the first time in history, there are technologies available that allow us to actually understand, read, whatever word to use for this, subjective thoughts in people's brains. Right now, they're not particularly sophisticated, but in fact, they're getting better all the time. What that means is that what used to be an absolute zone of personal privacy may end up being a place where courts, the military, and others may have access to our most personal of mental spaces. I find that proposition frightening.
Briefly, tell me about the technology which could be a threat to this idea of sort of mental privacy.
Right now, the main threat to mental privacy is brain imaging technology. So, for example, there are studies that show that using brain imaging technology, we can tell whether people are thinking of a face or an object. We can tell whether people are looking at vertical or horizontal lines. So there are a number of ways in which brain imaging is beginning to access thought through understanding which parts of the mind thought correlates to.
If this technology gets as far as you think it might, one could certainly envision some very positive uses for it. Crime and terrorism prevention sounds awfully tempting.
The ability to understand what people are thinking through brain imaging should be used only with people's consent. And I know that it's very tempting to have, if we had a machine like that, to use it in criminal cases and to take it down to Guantanamo Bay and to use it in terrorist investigation. But like all things in our Constitution, there's something we need to give up to protect our privacy rights. And it seems to me that this is as fundamental a privacy right as we have. And so the idea that the court would be allowed to probe someone's thoughts, that they would be allowed to use their technology to actually reach into the recesses of the brain, I can't think of a more frightening prospect. I can't think of something that gets us more on the road to 1984.
Paul Root Wolpe is a bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.